jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I feel run down and unmotivated. What can I do to help myself?
Let me ask you this first. In the season 3 finale of Breaking Bad, who?
Gail!
Just as I feared, maybe you should try to stop binge watching.
But it makes me feel so good.
If you stop binge watching, you'll get up off the couch and start to live life.
But then how will the impression of my butt stay in the couch cushion if I'm not watching TV 14 hours a day?
It doesn't have to.
I hadn't considered that.
When you stop binge watching, you'll be able to try something new, something called physical activity.
But then who will hit yes when Netflix asks if I'm still watching?
It'll just stop playing.
Wow.
Never again see your pathetic binge watching reflection in the TV.
I'm gonna try to stop binge watching today.
Way to go.
Oh wait, forget it. Stranger Things season 3 comes out soon.
Quiet please. In exactly 15 seconds we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An Army colonel who listened to President Trump's call with Ukraine's president in July, Alexander Vindman, reportedly tells House committees looking into impeachment some words and phrases were left out of the transcript released by the White House. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution formalizing the impeachment process.
If the measure passes, it will allow the president and his team a chance to present their case and respond to evidence, attend hearings, open or closed, raise objections to testimony, and cross-examine witnesses.
Fox's David Spunt. More than a million Californians have had their power cut off to prevent more wildfires from down power lines.
We're running low on batteries and running low on fuel and running low on patience.
Wade Larson lives in Boulder Creek, California. Nearly 100 homes have burned down and fires burning in northern and southern California. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't you think it's just a little mean to dress up your fur babies on Halloween? You did your doggy up like a taco supreme. Your guinea pig is a lima bean. You spent a whole month with your parrot to make him moo. Your hamster's a master of kung fu. And your snake is a necktie too. Now your cat's in a costume and he's hating you. Isn't that cute? He feels like a buffoon. Why'd you dress your cat up like a drag queen? That's more than a little mean, man. You're way too into Halloween.
6:03, welcome to Wednesday morning.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's been raining on and off through the night, and a little bit of light rain out there this morning. In fact, I'm looking at the radar, and I'm seeing patches, well, some good patches of rain, especially south and especially north central Alabama, and not as much in the middle at the moment. We're looking for some weather changes ahead. A significant cold front is on the way. You've probably heard about that. The timetable has increased. So in other words, it's going to be a faster approach and a faster clearing out of here. For today, showers and thunderstorms, a marginal severe weather risk, especially by tonight. The high today, 78, kind of breezy. So that risk of stronger storms will be in the overnight hours and tomorrow morning before the front moves through, then falling temperatures tomorrow. In fact, we may start off in the 70s at this hour tomorrow morning and fall to 55 by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and into the 30s tomorrow night. Wow, what a change. But I think for the trick-or-treaters, probably the rain is out of here by trick-or-treating hours, but it's just blustery, you know, windy, chilly. Friday's high, only around 60, and it'll struggle to reach that, and then 30s again on Friday night. Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. The airport had 0.6 inches of rain overnight. It's 71 degrees now at 6:05. I'm a big fan of Plumbing by Lukewire, and it's not business hours now, but let's say you have a... You woke up to a plumbing problem. You don't have to wait for business hours because at Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime. And, I love the way they operate. First of all, I pick up the phone and call them because I recently needed them a couple of weeks ago. And they will tell you, well, okay, I think we have a plumber ready by about, let's say, 1 o'clock-ish. Then I get a phone call that they're on their way. Then they come in, they assess the problem, sit down and say, this is what it is, this is what it'll cost, and then they take care of it. And it's all quick and easy. Very professional. So give them a call, Plumbing by Lukewire. They've been in the business, well, for the plumbing business for more than 2 decades and the heating and air conditioning business for 40 years. So yeah, it's they are a proven member of the professional community here in Montgomery. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Hey, wake up!
Say it in a nicer way!
Wake up, sweetheart.
Why should I?
We're going to do something really fun.
And how is that supposed to affect us?
I found that the happier you are...
The harder you work.
That ought to make the boss happy, right?
So, let's just have fun.
So let's have fun.
Have fun at work.
Someone's having fun at work today.
Hey, Mr. Positive.
Shut up.
Let's start the show.
Taking a look at the TV ratings on the World Series, which I was surprised that Washington came back and won that game yesterday. Still not catching up to NFL football, though. Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Kickoff, all beat World Series games 1, 2, 3. Oh, Football Night in America, that was number 6. Game 3 was 7th. Game 5 was 8th.
All sports in the top 10.
That's all it is, yeah.
This is the first time in World Series history that the road team has won every game up to Game 6. It's never happened before.
I didn't think it had. I couldn't think of one off the top of my head. Right. It's one of those savant skills I have, remembering that kind of... That's very important to be able to engage in that conversation. You never know when somebody's going to come up and say, hey,
yeah,
has this ever happened before? But I had a feeling it hadn't.
Right.
And it would be really amazing. Scherzer, supposedly hurt, is going to pitch tonight.
Yes.
And he's one of those old school guys that will pitch through a broken leg if he has to. So
we'll see.
I'm kind of thinking that Washington has a real shot at this.
Who is Bloody Sock Boy?
Curt Schilling.
Yes, right.
Yeah. He and Randy Johnson, the tall, ugly guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did well by Arizona. Okay, they all pitched for different teams. Schilling was the Red Sox, Phillies, Arizona, but that 2001 World Series was pretty impressive for both of them. Bloody sock and all. Actually, wasn't it 2004 in that World Series that Schilling had the bloody socks
when
the
Red Sox? It was when the Red Sox won the World Series and broke the curse.
Yep. That was the same season. They were down 3-0 in the championship series against the Yankees.
That's right, and came back.
Came back, won 4 straight, and then won 4 straight.
Some wild games, some really late games.
Yeah, Mr. November. At least we're not going into November with the World Series this year. Right. It'll end tonight because they have a roof on that ballpark in Houston. We got your local news at 6:09, then the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. State troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told this wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries, but they have not said the extent of those injuries. The lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And for the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The frightful night lurks just around the corner. This is a Halloween countdown. Only one day to go before your trick-or-treating and the inside of that mask starts smelling like face sweat and candy corn burps. Happy Halloween.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
What the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser. They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:11.
For us to wreak some mayhem.
But it's 2019. We're woke now.
Come on, my pretties. Let's go smash some jack-o'-lanterns.
Seriously? How about we don't destroy someone's art?
All right. We can throw some eggs at cars.
No way, man. I'm vegan.
Not to mention, there's starving people in the world.
Jeez. Let's teepee some houses, then.
And contribute to deforestation? Yikes.
Okay, how about we soap someone's windshield?
Why disrespect someone driving a Prius?
All right, I see a gas-guzzling SUV over there.
Okay, but only if the soap is non-GMO, handmade, free trade, and sulfate and paraben-free.
Bunch of Halloweenies. I'm out.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, listen up, fans of the First Amendment, and those of you who like to communicate with emojis. Things are getting
bad.
Yeah. Here's the latest from Facebook.
I tried to figure this out, but I just got it. It just hit me why eggplants and peaches are no longer allowed on some social media, right?
Yeah, that's their new community standard. You cannot use sexual emojis or emoji strings.
Because it looks, well, okay. I got it. I understand now. I had to think about it.
So how do I let me make a text and type in eggplant and see what
comes. Does it come up? Oh, no.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Okay, and let's see what we get with peach. Well, I don't know about that. Unless you put two peaches next to the eggplant, that could be disturbing.
Eggplant.
If you do use those emojis, your account could get flagged, and in some cases, you get kicked off the sites. So that's the latest from the fascists at Facebook and Instagram.
Oh.
I think they're looking a little bit too hard.
I see.
Into this kind of stuff. I mean, really? Here's the other part. So you see an eggplant and two peaches or whatever you're supposed to live. What's supposed to happen that's so god-awful they got to flag it or ban it? I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's the PWMBTs, man. People with nothing better to do.
Every day, social media becomes more of a problem, a task,
yeah,
a job.
It is. It's a part-time job. I mean, I like it. It helped. Look at the cute thing I did for us this morning. Staying out of the doghouse is our objective every weekday morning.
And there's three.
And then I stole a line from the Three Stooges. See if we succeed. Remember, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Suck. You see, you use part of the word suck.
And
ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, damen und herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues,
great Scott,
may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Putting on a ring!
I wasn't sure you would be here today.
No.
Visit to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah, I had a visit. I was expecting the worst because all I ever know of people who have these issues, the worst comes about.
I just sent him the two emojis that they're not allowing anymore on social media.
Oh, really?
Eggplant and peach.
Yeah, I know what those are.
That's kind of a skinny eggplant. Aren't they usually more ovular? Ovular. That's like, I'm talking about female parts, ovular.
Is this on my diet now?
No.
Eggplant?
No, this. The thing downstairs.
Oh, yeah. That's a really, really good omelet downstairs.
Oh, that.
Yeah, and cheese omelet. Is that going to be on my diet? I think the eggs are okay.
Blame me, because he gave me a choice this morning.
Look, they put me on medication, so, I mean, as far as for my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. No, the thing I went in for is my foot.
Right.
In fact, I made a little hint about this on Facebook, saying I was at the doctor to make sure I had two good feet to stand on.
Right.
And I had something rather unattractive on the bottom of my foot. And it was painful. It was hurting. I didn't know what it was.
You could barely walk yesterday.
It was horrible. Yeah. Going up the stairs was rough yesterday. Coming up to this show yesterday was horrible. Today, amazing difference.
Wow.
They put me on an antibiotic. They've taken some samples of it, and they'll do some lab work with it or whatever. But
they saw your pressure up, huh?
Careful. My blood pressure was high.
Careful, or a testy old lady will tell you to go find a straw and suck it up.
Right. Well, No. What it appears to have been, from what they can tell, and they don't know this yet, but what it appears to have been is I was bitten by something.
Ah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. I hope it's not a tick bite.
I don't know what it is, but you can trace from a point on the top of my foot, you can trace this red marking that goes right around to where the bad part is on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
So, there's something lurking in your house that's biting you. We're talking this morning about people judging your house in 30 seconds.
Yeah, some kind of touched on it yesterday.
Yeah.
It is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Congratulations to our friends at Adams Drugs, named Alabama Retailer of the Year. That's in the top category statewide, and they did it for a variety of different reasons, but it starts with the customers and how they treat them and take care of them. And this is why, if you want to feel like your pharmacist actually wants your business and is eager to help you any way possible, give them a try. There's 12 locations. One in each city has a wellness clinic right up the street from us, Perry Hill and Carmichael, in Millbrook and Wetumpka. And pharmacists who are knowledgeable and friendly can answer all your questions. Anything you need over the counter, they've got that, of course. Gift shops, also. They turn your prescriptions around quickly, and it only takes a couple of minutes to have them get your insurance information in the system and process your prescriptions. So why not do business with the Alabama Retail of the Year, where the customer service is better than anybody else's? They won the gold in that competition, and we're really, really happy about that. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. It is 620. Traffic and then the timeline for October the 30th next.
Well, it is a rainy morning in central Alabama. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of cars on the road already, I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery. One accident if you're on I-85 exiting to 65 southbound at the interchange. They had an accident earlier. It's off on the right side of the road at the bottom of the 65 exit ramp. Use caution and slow down through there. We got a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene there. Elsewhere, we have no accidents to tell you about, but it is a little slippery out there this morning. Please drive carefully and don't ever text and drive. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Run out of candy? Well, don't panic. Kids aren't particular. As long as they feel something land in their bags, they'll never know you're doling out raisins, pebbles, or expired meds. Hell, even if they figure it out, what are they going to do? Call the trick-or-treat police? Newsflash, there is no such thing. Just like evolution, the female or mortality. Happy Halloween.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License
number 15033.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:23 with the timeline for October 30th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
303rd day of the year. 62 days are left on National Text Your Ex Day. Yeah, all right. Text Your Ex Day today. Oh, it's Mischief Night or Devil's Night. Always a lovely night in Detroit.
Oh, man, yeah.
Great night to kind of just meet the neighbors and
watch your house burn down.
Right. National Candy Corn Day as well. 125 years ago in 1894, Daniel Cooper patented the time clock, and for then after, we all became wage slaves to the man. I don't know, did you ever have to, we asked you this before, punch a time clock?
Once.
Yeah?
Once.
Okay.
In the wonder years of my rebuild, yes.
This is back in my McDonald's day.
To telemarketing people were.
Punch a time clock. That is so. Or you call somebody, hey, would you punch my time clock in? Punch me in. I'm a little late. 183 years ago in Chicago, the World Columbian Exposition ends. It was the last day of it. It's the 400th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the New World. Oh, this is the day 81 years ago that a 23-year-old Orson Welles in 1938 made his infamous War of the Worlds radio broadcast. Let me set the stage here. The show started on CBS at 8. Most Americans were listening to NBC, though, because it was the opening monologue with, you know, Charlie McCarthy and his dummy. actually, Edward Bergen and his dummy, Charlie McCarthy. I'm sorry. But when NBC went to a break, it's now 12 minutes after the hour, some people were kind of tuning down the dial. They didn't know that the disclaimer at the beginning that this was just a made-up thing. And this is what happened on the CBS radio network at 8 o'clock 81 years ago.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
All right, so that's the way it started, and then there was interrupting moments when, aliens had landed in New Jersey, and people were, the CBS switchboard was lighting up, and people were panicking. There were rumors that the show called suicides, but
They actually blamed a couple of deaths
on that CBS broadcast. 23-year-old Orson. On this date in 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing. Yeah, for some reason, for 2.5 years, leather was in high demand for the war, so they limited the amount of shoes you could buy. On this date in 81, Halloween 2 was released. We learned in that movie that Michael Myers was stalking Jamie Lee Curtis because she was his sister. On this date in 1991, the so-called perfect storm hits the North Atlantic, producing remarkably large waves over New England and the Canadian coast. Over the next several days, the storm spread its fury over the ocean coast as far north as Canada. Well, the fishing boat Andrea Gale and its six-member crew were lost in the storm, and that spawned the movie The Perfect Storm.
I always have a problem with that movie. Yeah. Because none of them survived that.
Right.
Well, then how do we know what happened on the boat?
But that's a very good
how do
point.
We know what happened?
It's still being studied meteorologically. There's three confluence things that happened, and if we had 20 minutes, I would tell you about them. But we don't. In 2000, on this date, Steve Allen, the creator of The Tonight Show, died at the age of 78. And on this date in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas's production company, Lucasfilms, including
a lot of money.
The rights to Star Wars with Indiana Jones. George hated what Disney did to that franchise, but every time he went to the bank, he smiled.
Yeah, creatively, he hated what they did. Financially, I'm fine with it.
Birthdays. Ivanka Trump is 38 today. Gavin Rossdale from Bush is 54. Harry Hamlin is 68 today. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, is 74. Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane, how old today?
80.
80. 80 today.
I was a guest, too. She looked at when I interviewed her 15 years ago.
You know, after I watched that, I told you about that documentary the other night, we're about to lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's going to be, wow. Tomorrow is Halloween. We're 4 days till the time change. Thanksgiving in 29 days. And Christmas Day just 108 days away. We're done early. That's your timeline.
You know why we're done early?
Why?
Song of the day.
Oh, song of the day. Of course the song of the day.
You got a whole school full of kids out there waiting for their broadcasting lesson.
This is the second time in 2 weeks that I haven't put that paragraph in. So roll it. This is a song that Clive Davis went to Carlos Santana and said, I'm going to make you a star again. He re-signed him. Then they got Rob Thomas, who came up with this song. And Carlos said, hey, why don't you be the lead singer on Smooth? Here's Carlos.
It's a hot one, like 7 inches from the midday sun.
How could I do that?
Yeah. It happened on this day in 1999 that the Supernatural album went to number one.
Yeah. So Clive used to be in charge of Columbia Records and signed Santana. Columbia ousted Clive Davis. Clive had his own record company, and then years later, and as a matter of fact, 30 years later, he went to Carlos and said, hey, I want to sign you again.
It was their first chart-topping album in 28 years.
That's right. Santana hadn't even been on the charts, and they found this fantastic song. And when Rob played it for Carlos, Carlos said, you know what? I want you to be the lead singer, too.
And it was a full album of duets, wasn't it?
I'm not sure about the rest of the album.
Wasn't that the one that had, like, Chad Kroeger on it from Nickelback? And I know Everlast was on it because I just did that downstairs.
Yes.
on that other station.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
But what an amazing song that Clive found. We're going to lose Clive here pretty soon, too. He's getting up there.
I spent a lot of time sitting and chatting with him when I was a young prodigy in radio.
Is that right?
Yep.
As a music director, Clive would call this young boy.
Oh, yeah? Well, he took me out to dinner at an expensive restaurant.
Oh, we're trying to one-up each other on our experiences with Clive Davis?
Clive Davis never took me to any meal, but he did call me on the telephone. So, anyway, that's your timeline.
With your host, the occasionally forgetful Rich Thomas, I say welcome to the club, buddy. I can't find my black Sharpie, so I can color in my mustache for TV. It looks like we're broadcasting from a dental hygienist station in here.
Well, we got pictures tomorrow.
Oh, good point. I've got to remember what I'm wearing.
Yeah, will you help me remember?
Yeah.
What are we going to wear?
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm. Montgomery Paint and Body. I would imagine they'll be seeing a few people over the next day or two with all the rain. Yesterday afternoon, it was every single traffic report went over a minute
because
to keep up.
Accidents?
Yes. It's days like that to keep MPB busy. But if you are in a fender bender, these are the people you want to fix your car. It is a building that was built on brick and mortar as much as it was the principles of the Turner family, which is we don't do shortcuts, we don't cheat the customer, we play it straight, or we don't want to do the job. So they literally, single-handedly compelled the entire local automobile body repair business to do it right or go out of business. And above and beyond that, they go to that extra length to make sure that when your car is ready and you come to pick it up, you take one look and...
Wow!
Your car hasn't looked that good since the day you bought it. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27 Rec with a W.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We are in a warm and kind of humid environment this morning. Temperatures will be in the 70s today. We're already in the 70s. 60s right now, and there will be a risk of showers from time to time today. Can't rule out a thunderstorm today. I think your better chances of thunderstorms come into the state later on tonight, especially in the wee hours of the morning as a strong cold front enters the state and moves through most of the state in the wee hours. So today's high around 78, breezy, and then we are in a marginal severe weather risk overnight as the front moves through with some stronger storms possible. Falling temperatures tomorrow. In other words, the high will be close to dawn, I would think, maybe in the low 70s. And then we fall to 55 by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. By trick-or-treating time, it's chilly. It's breezy chilly, but I think it's primarily dry. And then we fall into the 30s by late tomorrow night. Wow. What a change. And I think Friday's high will struggle to reach 60 degrees, so a true fall day. Right now this morning, there's showers in the area. Cloudy skies at 71. East winds at 6 miles per hour now at 634.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, we'll be joining our friends at CBS 8 ABC 32 on Rising to talk about something we kicked around a little bit the other day. How long it takes somebody to judge your home based on various criteria. It's coming up next. Next, Traffic Dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, it is raining this morning. You might consider leaving a little bit early, buckling up, and slowing down on your way in this morning. We got some slick streets out there. We've had one accident, I-85 at the 65 interchange. If you're exiting I-85 onto 65 southbound, at the bottom of the southbound ramp, there's an accident. It's off on the right side of the road, but use caution. We have emergency vehicles on the scene there. Elsewhere, no accidents so far, but we're going to get busy in a little bit, and it is wet out there today, so please slow down and drive carefully. The Shack is having a Halloween costume contest Thursday night on Halloween. First prize, $100 tab. Second prize, a $50 tab. It's also $6.99 steak and fries night. That's this Thursday night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An Army colonel who listened to President Trump's call with Ukraine's president in July, Alexander Vindman, reportedly tells House committees looking into impeachment some words and phrases were left out of the transcript released by the White House. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution formalizing the impeachment process.
If the measure passes, it will allow the president and his team a chance to present their case and respond to evidence, attend hearings, open or closed, raise objections to testimony, and cross-examine witnesses.
Fox's David Spunt. More than a million Californians have had their power cut off to prevent more wildfires from down power lines.
We're running low on batteries and running low on fuel and running low on patience.
Wade Larson lives in Boulder Creek, California. Nearly 100 homes have burned down and fires burning in Northern and Southern California. America's listening to Fox News.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick-or-treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
It's showtime.
All right, this is where you kill time, waiting to join our friends in television land. Coming up in the Cheap and Trashy, we have a preview of Netflix Sped Up. That's the thing we mentioned yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the folks are a little bit upset that people will be able to watch whatever it is they watch on Netflix at a higher or a faster rate of speed, if that's what they choose to do. Here's another tease. Bill Murray has done something weird again.
I read about that.
And then it's something we can tell you about and then maybe discuss a little bit, maybe later in the show. But the number of people who think there are too many streaming services is really growing. And it's become a kind of a negative.
Well, I just have to put a, an end to, jumping on every one of them. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's...
When does Disney start?
November 12th.
I see at Disney. I think I may drop Hulu. There's just nothing on there that I remember.
I never use Hulu, and I'm paying for the 4K Hulu.
Well, if enough of us quit Hulu, maybe they'll merge it into Disney Plus or Netflix.
Maybe.
And give us an additional option.
They do have an option for Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus for, I think... $11?
But you mentioned month? It's...
You get all three?
It's the Hulu...
It's the Hulu with ads.
And it's not the 4K Hulu.
Also,
I have a risky click coming up. I have a cart labeled Orson Welles P-Spot Rant.
Oh, I know this one. He was doing a... He was doing a commercial for some peas.
Yeah. And I don't know why it came up, but it's in the system. So we'll check it out.
Did I tell you I finally watched Citizen Kane after all these years?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
No pressure, but every single person you invite to your house is judging you for it.
Yeah.
And they're judging you. Are they judging you the right way?
Right away. Immediately, the second they go in. It only takes them an average of 38 seconds to judge your house. This is according to a new survey. The top things they notice are the smell, the temperature, and whether or not you vacuum.
Yeah, because that smell's going to hit you first. I'm going to bring in the guys over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Sometimes you can play that smell thing to your advantage if it's somebody you don't want to stay too long. Boil a head of cabbage before they arrive.
Carpet fresh is a good thing.
Yes.
The results afterwards, too.
Cabbage is good for you.
The cabbage smell, yeah.
It's really good for you.
It smells better than some of the people you invite over.
That's true.
Who are you inviting over, Ryan?
My mom is not with us anymore, but I remember she used to, first thing, her finger on the, for dust.
She'd come into your house and check that?
I mean, she would be talking like she just talking to me. How are you doing and everything? But
if your mother came to my house, she would never let you come to my house. If that's the standard.
Yeah, she would check
but
on.
But dust doesn't smell, does it?
No, but.
By the way, here's an odd fact for you. Do you know that?
Sneeze, though.
Yeah, it's true.
About 70% of the dust in your home is actually your skin cells.
That's gross.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny. That sounds like a fast fact. Once I stepped in on my sister's plate, we were eating on the floor, and I was trying to step across it, and I stepped in it, and she was like, ah! And then I told her just immediately just rattled off a fact, something like that. You know, every step you take, you're shedding like so much.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know if I could kill my mom, like had to restrain her because I know she wanted to hit me in the face. I don't know why I remember that randomly. I'm sure your day could have gone on without knowing.
But the truth is, the family that eats dinner on the floor together stays together. They have more fun.
We used to do that a lot.
It's a known fact, yeah. And that way, if you spill anything on the floor, you're right there to scoop it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Can clean it up. Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bailey, there's something on the floor there. Go ahead, get that, Bailey. Yeah.
Now, what about the temperature? I like my house cool.
Mine's at 72.
Me too, 72. Yeah. Jay, back to you.
73 until I go to sleep, and then it goes down to 68.
I got you.
It just goes down automatically?
Okay. Yeah.
He's got the automated stuff.
Or I tell it to go down, you know.
Yeah.
I talk to
Alexa, turn the thermostat.
My appliances are my friends in my house. And they don't judge.
You talking to your thermostat sounds cool. But if somebody saw me talking to my thermostat, they'd think I was nuts.
What was that, Andrew?
What'd you say, Andrew?
I said, do they judge you for how clean your house is?
No, they say nothing.
Smart appliances?
I tell them to turn the lights off. They don't ask anything. Yeah, right. Tell them to turn on the TV. They don't judge.
Alexa doesn't judge.
They give me no grief whatsoever. And they don't poop.
That's why I don't invite Andrew over anymore.
Oh, man.
I have great confidence that our furniture is comfortable.
Oh, I thought it was the other reason.
Oh, I see. What about books you have on display?
Books on display, yeah.
I was at Rich's house, and I noticed he had Weather for Dummies.
No. I have a lot of Civil War books, right?
I care more about, like, DVDs that I see out than I would books.
Really?
You still use this DVD?
Listen, what?
Exactly. It's just like, in my house, we still have old VHS tapes and stuff.
If you came to my house...
I have lots of stories about Logan moving in with me now, and we all know I'm not a big movie person.
Okay.
And
right.
Going through one of my cabinets, and she found the DVD player I hid from her.
She's bringing her collection in, for sure. Yeah, well, I'm sure they're ready to host movie night now. And she's in the corner. She's just shaking.
I want to ask Jalea, if you were to come to my house, what CD would I have to have out that would impress you?
Justin Bieber?
CD. You're going to ask, what would I be judging? On
Mariah Carey.
Justin Bieber, I would be judging. Mariah Carey, I would be like, wow, I found my people.
Well, it's that time of the holiday season where we're going to start hearing a whole lot of her. Yes.
All right, so I need Mariah Carey CD and a VHS of the movie Glitter. Would that impress you?
Oh, yeah, I would like that. And no dust on the ceiling fans, because that's my judging.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that's
man.
Hard to manage, too.
Then don't come to my house.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well,
if the fans are on, you can't see the dust.
Yeah, I guess.
It's snowing. What are you talking about?
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Thanks, kids.
You want to hear more?
Well, that was very informative, wasn't it?
Yeah.
6:46.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, game 7 tonight.
Two best words in sports right there, game 7.
Yeah. Right.
I watched that 7th inning disaster masterpiece last night.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if the Nationals win tonight, this is the 6th games that it's never been done before, the road team.
Oh, the road teams have won every
game. It's never happened
before.
Yeah.
And Washington's got Scherzer tonight.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting is Astros, their third baseman, Berkman, is a great player.
Right.
He's a bit of a show-off, and he carried his bat all the way down to first base after he hit a home run.
Yeah, well, then...
Juan Soto from the Nationals did the same thing, and he hit a bomb into the upper deck in right field.
He
took his bat to the first base?
Oh, yeah, walked it down deliberately to stick it in Berkman's face, and then the Astros lose the game.
Well, you know, I'm going to be sleeping during Game 7, on it.
Bill Murray seems to do one weird thing every year.
What is it?
This year he went to a P.F. Chang inside the Atlanta airport and applied for a job. Why? He's just said, it's one of my favorite places. All right, 70%, that's the exact number of people that think there's just too many streaming choices. 6,500 people were surveyed on the negatives of the surge in streaming. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, NBCU's Peacock, Discovery Streaming, and Quibi? Or Quibble? Quibi.
What's that?
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know.
I don't do NBC. I don't do the CBS one.
NBC's happens, what, in March, I think, of next year. Apple is doing one here in a couple of weeks, actually, in November. Apple's doing their subscription
and
service.
They're advertising that new show, The Morning Show, which is about...
And First Man. It's called something.
On The Morning Show? Is that a Steve Carell thing?
Steve Carell, yeah. Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston.
One of your favorites.
Oh, must watch CTV.
And for everybody else, Jennifer Aniston. But for Greg, Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston. She gives me a headache.
Aniston.
HBO mm-hmm. bought South Park $500 million for the rights to South Park.
Yeah.
Here's, I don't really have a problem with this. The NCAA is changing their course and will allow players to earn money off their own likenesses.
Yeah, well... It opened, the can of worms opened when California mentioned it just the other day, and this changes everything, doesn't it? I mean, it just changes everything.
Really does, because some players could make a lot of money playing as amateurs, but while their shirts and other memorabilia...
They make money, that kind of money legally now, right? Some of them were...
This is a list from Forbes of the 50 best horror movies of the 2000s.
Okay,
horror.
Didn't we
do this the other day, and we had a problem with some of the movies?
Yeah,
we did, because they listed like Jaws was number one, and I just don't consider Jaws a horror movie,
right?
And they had Ghostbusters in there too.
That's right.
And I was like, Ghostbusters is not a horror movie.
It's a comedy.
This list is for the 2000s now.
Okay.
And I don't know most of these films. The Babadook.
No. Oh, okay.
The Wailing. Sinister was number three, The Witch was two, and Hereditary, number one.
Guess what? I've not seen any of them.
Those are more modern, yeah, but there's some of them. It's, that show on Netflix was great last year, Haunting of Hill House, I think is what it was.
No, I did watch that.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
I did watch that.
HBO's Game of Thrones prequel ain't happening.
Oh, is that right?
But
then they greenlit one, I thought.
Well,
I thought they canceled one.
They did. They canceled one. The one that's, and you'll know what this means, the next one will focus on the reign of Targaryen kings and will be much closer in time to the original series than the one that just got canceled.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey has avoided a sexual assault charge in L.A. because the alleged victim died. Mm. And there was some controversy about Netflix wanting to give users the option of playing something back at a higher speed.
Is watching Netflix shows at 1.5 speed not fast enough for you? With the new Netflix Speed Up feature, you can watch entire seasons of your favorite shows in a matter of seconds, like Breaking Bad.
I'm sick. Meth, bitch. I am the danger.
Wow, what a groundbreaking show. Missed the final season of Orange is the New Black? Watch the whole series in 20 seconds.
We're in prison. We're still in prison. We're still in prison. We're in prison. We're in prison. Oop, I'm a lesbian. We're free.
How about finally catching up on Stranger Things?
11!
And don't forget to get caught up on The Crown before it returns next month. All the exciting Netflix shows you love in half the time. Because who cares about the art? You just want to know what happens. Test it out today.
For those of you who care, I just came up with a weak sauce, random facts, convoluted intro. And this is the thing we were discussing earlier today, being the anniversary of War of the Worlds. You know, in college, I was a communications major, and one of the things we studied was the impact of media. And we had to listen to the whole War of the Worlds thing during one class. Uh-huh. And then the next class, we talked about what happened afterwards. And it was really weird hearing it because how could somebody think this was real?
Right.
But when you look at the context, as you explained in the timeline, a lot of people tuned in late to that show so they could see the dummy.
And they heard the interrupt about Grover's Mills. Is that the name of the town?
Grover's Mills, New Jersey.
New Jersey. And, you could, sure. I can see how it happened.
So I went looking for Orson Welles stuff in our vast sea of files, and I found this thing labeled P-Spot Rant. So let's see what this is. A risky click of the morning.
Tell me what's wrong.
All right, I just think the very opening could be a little...
Nothing is more important than the simple act of people getting together.
Good. Could I have one more go, Orson, please? Sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that, sir?
Why? I just did it right.
Yeah.
I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I take directions from one person under protest, but from two I don't sit still. But who the hell are you anyway?
No, I'm the engineer.
Well, why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight bonk, and I would like just like to be safe.
Jesus. What is a gonk? Do you mind telling me what that is?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside.
Well, somebody's really full of himself
just
there.
Just read the copy. You're doing peas,
his
man.
Great-grandson became Bill O'Reilly.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, there you go. I got your pee right here. Whoops. I got your pee right here.
Do it live!
Thanks, Bill. A little bit late on that. Tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, we will officially celebrate the launch of Joey and Jack on News and Views. So we hope you'll come out. We've got cake for the occasion. And of course, if you arrive at Baumhauer's between 2 and 6, halftime, they got a great deal going here on some of your very favorites from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Spencer's Gooey Fries. That's Bob. Spencer's Bob's son.
Yeah.
Oh, he is now the, Bob made him work for it. He made him work.
Came up through the ranks.
Yes. Hot Lips, Tailgate Burger and Fries, Sweet Potato Fries, which are a great snack, a healthy one, especially with a little tang from Thai sweet barbecue sauce, and the chips, cheese, and salsa to go with $2.49 domestic pints, $3.49 well drinks, craft and import pints at $4.49, half off glasses and bottles of your favorite wines. That's every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, halftime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And don't forget, we will be celebrating Joey and Jack there tonight. Jack gave us a big thumbs up yesterday. Make sure he's going to be ready for tonight, and we hope you'll join us. These are always fun, and the cake is free. Who doesn't like? Everybody loves free cake, right?
No.
Okay. Is it the frosting?
No.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 6:56. We got to look at traffic here. Then when we come back, the 7 o'clock hour featuring random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And we also have this week's new specials at Food Outlet. We'll unveil that surprise a little bit later.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, couple of accidents to tell you about. I-85, if you're exiting on 65 southbound at the bottom of the 65 southbound ramp, we still have emergency vehicles and an accident that is off on the right side of the road, but you might want to consider getting in the left lane when you get on that ramp. And cut those officers a little slack at the bottom of the 65 southbound ramp. We also have an accident West Boulevard. That's Highway 31 near Westview Gardens at Ashley Road. That's a pretty bad accident. We have emergency vehicles en route right now. Watch out for those. Slow down and drive carefully today. Hey, you don't have to fight your pet for that turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas in your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Haunted House Designer.
Mr. Haunted House Designer.
Only you could take a perfectly sound structure and turn it into a plywood maze of splinters, bumped heads, and breast-groping monsters.
Enter if you dare now.
You could have been a real... steel architect. If homes and businesses required a haunted graveyard and three-story slide,
better homes and goblins.
The only thing scarier than minimum wage teenagers wearing masks in the dark while holding chainsaws is your frightening collection of fire code violations.
No way out now.
So go ahead, construct another castle of chaos. Craft another creepy cavern of carnage. Because no matter how much black paint and spooky sound effects you apply, in the end, the whole thing will probably smell like urine.
Mr. Haunted House Designer.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
October 30th is National Candy Corn Day. It's the one day a year to put out the candy that tastes like it's already